taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
The best cuts of music. The best cuts of music.
We've got the best cuts of
music.
Thank you.
You're listening to
the best cuts of music edition
33.
I wanted 10 pence for the dryer. Yes, that was how we met. My laundry bag was broken. My clothes were soaking wet. I felt I needed hugging. You needed board and lodging. I can't complain, we went down the drain. Seems like I can't get away from you. Even in the laundrette. Seems like I can't get away from you. Even in the laundrette. Now my socks are your socks in the dryer. And your jeans run into my shirt. Run into my shirt. I can't complain, we went down the drain.
Essa nega é louca, ela quer casar, mas a minha grana é pouca. Essa nega é louca, uere, essa nega é louca, uere, ela quer casar, mas a minha grana é pouca. Dizem que a minha vida é como uma quarta-feira de cinzas. De cinzas logo após o carnaval. Os meus tostões e as minhas fantasias acabaram com a minha alegria. Essa nega é louca, uere, essa nega é louca, uere, ela quer casar, mas a minha grana é pouca. Essa nega é louca, uere, essa nega é louca, uere, ela quer casar, mas a minha grana é pouca. Escuta aí, ó, que lério é esse? Você quer me derrubar com esse papo de querer me amarrar? Eu posso topar se as despesas você segurar, mas na hora dos beijos e abraços comigo, meu bem, você pode contar. Essa nega é louca, uê, essa nega é louca, uê, ela quer casar, mas a minha grana é pouca. Essa nega é louca, uê, essa nega é louca, uê, ela quer casar, mas a minha grana é pouca. Mas que insistência, hein, que leve isso? Você quer me derrubar com esse papo de querer me amarrar? Olha que eu posso topar se as despesas você segurar, mas na hora dos beijos e abraços comigo, meu bem, você pode contar. Essa nega é louca, uere, essa nega é louca, uere, ela quer casar, mas a minha grana é pouca. Diz! Essa nega é louca, uere, essa nega é louca, uere, ela quer casar, mas a minha grana é pouca.
Rapaz, eu tô te falando, olha aí. Foge dessa, hein? Então o malandro vai entrar agora. Vai entrar.
All right, before we get off the bus, everyone, make sure that you have your buddy ready.
Yep, use the buddy system.
We love going on field trips like this out to the fair.
Yes.
But we won't be able to do it anymore if we get lost again.
Yeah, it's a liability.
If you have your notes from your significant others giving you permission to go on this trip, please.
Hand it to the bus driver on your way out.
And then we'll everyone enjoy the fair.
Don't have your slip, you will be staying on the bus.
Right. And we don't have, we're not providing sack lunches.
Yeah, you'll have to get your own.
And I'm sorry if you don't have your own.
We'll meet back here at 5.
But see me if you don't have food. We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
So meet back here at 5. Have fun, Best Cuts crew.
Yes.
This is for you. This is a big
welcome,
thank you.
Welcome to the fair.
This is the county fair.
Yes, a fair is a smorgasbord, to quote Templeton from Charlotte's Web.
Oh.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, who doesn't know that? It's going to be a lot of fun. There's the squirrel cages, the tilt-a-whirl.
I see the Gravitron.
Yeah.
I want to ride the Gravitron.
Yeah.
Not until after funnel cake.
As I call it, yeah, the Pukatron.
Sure. It works really well like that.
Mm-hmm.
I showed up once here with a stomach virus, but I hate throwing up, so I couldn't make myself throw up. So I ended up eating funnel cake, drinking a lot of milk, beer,
yeah,
and then getting on the Gravitron.
That's a mixed...
It was a bad idea. I felt awful.
Sure. I feel sick just hearing it. There's nothing like a good fried funnel cake to make you feel energetic.
Right, after this stomach flu, stomach virus.
Yes, sir.
I thought I was dying.
Hmm, yes.
It's a pleasant day for the fair.
It is. We should ride the Ferris wheel and then have people take pictures of us as we're smiling and laughing.
Waving.
Yes.
Right. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be hysterical.
Hey, Sam, do you think that they have that genie machine from Big?
Oh, my God.
I really want to be Big.
Zoltar.
I'm missing out on all the opportunities that big people get, like jobs and...
I want to be an old man. Yeah. I want my social security check.
I know, that's a wonderful reason to ask Zoltar for that wish.
Yeah.
I wonder, you can ask him for other stuff, like, can I fly, that kind of stuff. Breathe underwater.
Sure.
Pay my taxes.
Play on a giant piano with my feet.
Of course.
Yeah, I'd like to do that, and...
Oh.
We've already been to space, so...
See, I thought you meant like
check that off the list.
I pictured like a... someone with really big feet, barefoot, wearing a suit, and playing like a stand-up piano, like a big stand-up piano.
Oh, sure. Like Jerry on Tom and Jerry.
Right,
jumping,
exactly.
Just jumping on the keys.
Exactly, but you're sitting down and you're playing it with your feet. And
yeah.
Really, you know.
Gigantic toes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Let's go get some caramel apples and some Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That's a great idea. I once lost a tooth on a caramel apple, and as I was biting into it, one of my top teeth, I felt it bend in the cavity and kind of rip, and then I looked on the apple.
And there it was, smiling back at you.
It was stuck in the apple, yeah.
Hey, Mark, like, I'm your tooth!
Crooked, because it ripped out crooked. It didn't just pull out, it kind of ripped.
Yeah.
It folded out, kind of.
Yeah, that's fun. There's so much fun at the carnival. Let's go get ripped off by some carnies.
Let's do it. If I would get you 10, that I can get one dart for $4, or four darts for $10.
Sure.
And win a 50-cent stuffed animal.
And you'll give them a 20, and they'll give you $2 back in change, and then fight with you over it.
Right. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
But more than that, I look forward to the...
tracks.
The Michael Jackson and Cindy Crawford mirrors. Beauty girl mirrors.
Sure.
That was really get me going.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom. Zoom, zoom.
Yeah, the mermaid woman gets me going.
Ooh, boom, boom.
And the bearded lady.
I like the Samantha Fox posters they have up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what.
God, those are so hot.
It's
Iron Maiden mirrors.
Well, naughty girls need love, too.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course, Iron Maiden. They rock.
Yeah, Maiden rocks. Megadeth rocks.
Megadeth rocks.
Metallica rocks.
Yeah. Great White rocks.
Yeah.
White Snake.
Sure.
Rocks. I'm willing to bet we'll hear White Snake while we're here.
I bet so. They're usually touring on the county fair circuit.
Sure. I heard that there's the Monsters of One Hit Wonders playing, like 16 bands.
Oh, sweet.
Playing one song a piece.
Is Mr. Big included in that?
Of course.
That? Oh,
Mr.
man.
Big.
God.
Cinderella.
Sweet.
White Snake and...
many more. There's so many.
Wow. Luckily, I mean, I know they're doing an edition 3 of the Monsters of One Hit Wonders, and I think that's more like Seven Mary 3, Marcy Playground, you
sure.
know, and stuff like that. But I like the older, insignificant One Hit Wonder.
Yeah,
tours.
80s, late 80s.
Right. I mean, yeah. Because, of course, I mean, I'd die for like a tour featuring Big Country, Dexy's Midnight Runners, and
that kind of stuff. That'd be great. In a Big Country.
Right.
Dream Stay With You. Big Country had that album, Big Country, and their main hit off of it was Big Country.
Big Country.
It's
yeah.
just like that one album. It's a...
Bad Company.
Yes. Bad Company's Bad Company by Bad Company. Yeah.
Bad Company.
I love it when bands do that. We're
really,
going to have
really
a Best Cuts album called The Best Cuts of Music with our hit track, The Best Cuts of Music.
Yeah. Really excited about it.
Yeah.
Look for that one
from Arista Records.
Everywhere. All right, let's get to these tracks here before we go take the Gravitron thing.
Yeah.
Get to meet the mayor. First track was Adam Johnson with Annex.
And after that was Vivian Goldman with Laundrette.
Adventure Time, Girl of the Well. After that, what is that? Daedalus and...
And MF Doom's little brother, I think. I can't remember his name, though. It's badass. I would like to thank Oatmeal for that. And after that was Zeko do Trombone and Roberto Sax with Nega Luca.
Did a good job of that one.
And Cindy Clarinet. She was on backup.
Well,
let's go fair it up.
Wait, is that Jonathan? What's he doing with that hat? He just stole that lady's hat.
What the hell?
Jonathan.
Give that back.
Give it back. No.
Bad. You're not getting lunch.
Cindy, take care of your partner.
Yeah.
Make sure, don't do that, okay? All right, guys, this is getting ridiculous.
We have to behave like adults.
They're not even like real adults. I don't even, where do we find these?
Common
people?
Decency. I don't know.
It's like they were.
I think they came with the office.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
I remember that.
We had to
so
break them
bizarre.
Out of their, those cards, they had those bubble packs, and we had to tear them off and take them out of there.
So they're not even real people, are they?
Not really. They're like giant Star Wars figures.
Why are we paying them?
I don't know.
They should be our slaves.
Really?
These are our slaves, Sam.
Yeah.
We bought them.
We got slaves. Yeah.
We could treat them the way we want to. I don't even know why we're treating them to this.
Yeah.
Why
do we even bring them to the fair? It's rather unfair to us.
I thought that we could have brought Susie and Cheryl on a nice double date instead of a.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Instead of dragging the office out here.
Right. Gosh.
I'm getting. Yeah. They're animals. I was hoping to get some tail in the porta potty, but whatever.
Yeah, no, Carol's always free, though. Carol's always free.
Mm-hmm.
She pretends like she doesn't want it, but she does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's something about the fair that just brings the slut out in people.
Right. I think it's the smell.
Yeah, it's the air.
It's something in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Corn dogs.
It's the funnel cakes. It's the fried Twinkies.
I heard that there's, around this corner, they have whips in switchblade combs for sale.
Awesome. I was just talking last week how much I wanted a switchblade comb.
I know. Your hair's getting unruly.
It is.
And there's no faster way to comb your hair than with a
switchblade comb. I know. It'd be like Goose on Grease.
It's also nice because you can fend off any attacks.
Sure.
The fair.
Got some head lice that's trying to start a fight.
Yeah.
I'll brandish my switchblade comb.
That head lice is on your turf. It's all over your turf.
It's on the wrong side of town.
What's really cool, I can use my throwing stars to help defend you as well. I bought them from my friend. He did those quarter machines.
Oh, yeah.
You put the quarter in, and then it slowly drags and pushes, but no one ever wins.
My
friend is one of those people that wins, and he
got
me.
Some people are like that.
Yeah. He got me throwing stars.
I want to skateboard in some nunchucks from doing the bottle ring toss.
Okay, let's go this way. There's the Hall of Mirrors.
Oh, yeah, the mirror maze. Sweet.
Excellent.
I love it.
I love the mirrors because it makes me look funny. Man, I don't
know.
Like that, though.
Yeah.
I look different.
Mine makes me look like... One makes you look like Laurel, and one makes me look like Hardy.
Those are funny
like
when that
tall
happens.
And skinny, and then short and fat.
It's funny because I'm not short, and
yeah.
It makes me look short.
I'm not short at all, and I'm not skinny, but I'm not fat either.
Wow.
It changes everything.
It does.
Messes with your eyes.
My life.
It makes me look like I have a giant penis. I don't have one.
Okay, you're listening
to
the best cuts of music.
not too very far away. It's the way but in your heart or mind, and it's surely divine. We'll be right back.
Man.
All right, we're back.
Welcome back.
Here at the Hall of Mirrors.
Yeah.
At the County Fair.
Here, standing in front of the Hall of Mirrors. There's lots of mirrors. An endless sea of them. I like to reflect on the times that I've been to the Hall of Mirrors. And it's good for my ego, too, because I like to be able to see lots of me all over the place.
I agree.
Yeah.
What's better than one of me is 200 of me.
Yeah. All with the same terrified look on your face.
The great part about this is now I can appease 200 fans at once.
Yes.
When they're asking for autographs.
That's right.
Except for I won't. Only one of me will be giving autographs. The rest will just be funny. Look at me, though.
I like it when there's, I can have like 100 of me high-fiving 100 of me.
Oh, wow. That's triumphant.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's amazing. I think they made a movie about that starring Michael Keaton called Multiplicity.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I saw that movie at the movie theater.
Ooh, the cinema.
At the cinema. I definitely had popcorn and Spree.
Nice.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Some people like to break up their Carmellos and put them in their popcorn, but I don't like that.
I know. I've been encouraged by certain individuals to eat chocolate with my popcorn, and I refuse. And
that's
sometimes
foul.
I do, and they say, well, didn't you enjoy it? And I said, well,
no. It's now my popcorn's
really.
Ruined.
I like Raisinets, and I like popcorn.
Yeah.
I don't like them together.
I like Sweet Tarts and Spree.
You know, I like ice cream. And I like pizza. Well, I don't really like ice cream. It's a bad example.
Yeah.
I like Jolly Ranchers and I like pizza.
I would like beer at a theater. That would be
sure.
Cool.
Plus, excellent. A plus.
But you can't do that. Some people do, though. I worked at a movie theater, and one time after the movie was over, I found 14 boxes of pizza and about 2 cases of beer that was empty.
Wow.
On the floor. Yeah.
That's
it was like
crazy.
These 4 dudes. I think they went through the back door. They waited, and then one ran through the back door.
14 pizzas?
Yeah, it's just tons of boxes all over the place.
Are they big
beer cans?
Boxes?
No, small ones.
That's
beer cans all
crazy.
Over the place. Yeah, they tore it up.
They
that's sneakiness.
They have movie theaters with that serve alcohol.
Yeah,
from what I've heard
in Europe, I hear France.
It's fancy dancy.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better than kicking back a couple of wines while Problem Child 2 is on the old tube.
Sure.
Back in the act. Sister Act 2, back in the act.
I watched Home Alone 4 by myself in a theater.
That's scary.
It was one of the most depressing moments of my entire life. I just wanted to kill myself.
You really could. You could have stopped that story and edited it out by myself at the theater.
Yeah.
And that still would have been one of the most depressing.
Yeah.
I watched
Home Alone 4.
It was the most depressing.
It kicks it up a notch.
Yeah, yeah. It really. But then, and then.
That movie was bad.
If you had concessions too, that means you paid like $20.
Yeah.
It's depressing. It is really depressing.
Yeah. I wanted to see something, and I'd already seen everything else that was there. And that was like, I was like, well, Home Alone 4 it is.
That's not, it doesn't even have Macaulay Culkin. I didn't even know they made 4.
It's, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's like a redheaded kid
that
or something.
It came out like 3 years ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's not that old.
It's like, I don't know, 1999 or something.
Really? Okay.
1999. They're probably on Home Alone 10. It has a guy, the director's John Hughes, but it's spelled Hewes.
Not the same John Hughes.
No, it's different.
I really want Macaulay Culkin from Party Monster to play the Kevin from Home Alone, like grown up version. He could be Michael from Alec or what? Alec from from Party Monster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. Can't begin to think about how that would work out.
I couldn't either. I imagine seeing just like a X'd out drag queen slapping her face and going.
Yeah, wearing makeup, dreadful. Like,
while taking it from behind.
It's amazing, yeah.
His rich parents leave the house, and then he like turns it into some weird den of badness, and have all his friends come over, and they tear up everything and eat all the food and set fire to the parents' room. And
do crack, and then he kills
someone. Yeah, fill the bathtub up with wine. And
I guess the secret, the sneaky part is hiding the body from his parents.
Yeah.
You can have, I don't know how that would work.
Some people try to break into the house and steal their stuff, and then they lock them up and chain them in a bedroom against the wall and, like, ritualistically whip them.
Cut them up and put them in a box.
Yeah.
Throw them in the river.
All right, that'll be funny.
It's a heartwarming family affair. Bring your kids.
Yes.
I want to make, you know what a good expensive joke would be? Have a movie that costs a lot of money and market it as a family film.
Sure.
But have it be, like, awful, like, orgies and
right.
murders and, like, real life, like...
Yeah, if you take anything out of context for the commercial, it can...
Yeah.
You can make it look like a heartwarming affair.
Well, and you could... What I would do
Shining.
The Shining. famous Shining edit portrays it as a heartwarming tale.
Yeah, just a man. Age. Yeah, coming of age, having fun with his
figuring
family.
Out who he is. Yeah, yeah. Very delightful. All right, let's get to these tracks here.
Tracky track track.
First one: Brainstorm, Journey to the Light, Theo Parrish, Ugly edit.
Yeah, it was ugly and edited. And after that was Yah Yah by Ron Rogers.
James Chance and the Contortions with Dish It Out following that.
It's a dope track. Listen to jangly guitars and off-key sax and drum beats just like all over the place. It's amazing that it's a song. It just magically comes together somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the joy of that. The this mirror over here, while this mirror makes you look tall, this mirror makes you look short.
Weird.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. This one makes you look skinny, and this one makes you look fat.
Oh, there's so many different mirrors here.
There is.
Four.
This one makes you look like a mouse.
This mirror makes you look like a house. Oh, this mirror makes you look like a fish.
Ew, this one makes you look like a mirror. It's
so
very
many
meta.
Amazing mirrors.
Yeah.
That mirror is metaphorical for the journey inside our own hearts.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's got the best cuts of them all?
You do.
All right.
We do. We got the best cuts of music.
Sam, I need to go get a corn dog. I'm heading out here.
Hey, wait a sec.
Yeah.
I'm stuck.
I made it to the end. Just go left and go right.
I'm stuck in here in this mirror maze.
Well, that's too
bad. Well, wait for me.
I'm not waiting for you. I need to eat my corn dog.
No, asshole, just wait.
I'm not going to wait. You told me
if I was
hungry, then I should eat. Now, we said.
Just wait 5 minutes. I'll get out of here.
And Jan and Cindy
this is...
and Linda, we had the dinner, but we couldn't go, and now I'm hungry. It's all get out.
Oh, no, just wait.
I'm going to get a hot dog.
Don't. Go. Don't.
I'm going to get a corn dog and some lemonade.
God damn it. Fucker. Gotta get out of this mirror maze. This is much more difficult than a corn maze. Jeez. Feeling claustrophobic. I'm gonna get out of here. I'll get back to the show. You're listening to the best cuts of music.
your tiger stripes. Since you are a tiger, since you are a tiger, you can find your tiger spot moving through the trees at night. Looking for your tiger spot, you can move.
You can move.
Okay, I'm finally almost done with this Hall of Mirrors. I feel like I've been here for like hours. Freaking Robbie ditching me like this sucks. Well, I'm gonna get out of here and I'm gonna find him. And everything will be better. It'll be much, much better. I guess. Yeah, I'll read off the tracks that just played. At the top was Sunny Day by Pigbag. Excellent band name if ever there was one. Probably one of the best. And after that was Felix with Tiger Stripes, and featured Arthur Russell on that song. Arthur is a genius. I think that's they're here. All right, that's the exit. Ow, fuck, that was a mirror. Okay, let me get this. Okay, all right, I'm out. I think I'm gonna leave in the show with Velhos Surfistas Querando Voar by Marcos Vall. Yeah, that's a good one. That'll work. All right, get here and find Robbie. All right, out. I'm out of the Hall of Mirrors. This is hot at this carnival. Man. Robbie! Where the hell is he? Man, here I am, just by myself. Co-hostless on the show by myself. It's kind of scary.
Sam!
Robbie?
Sam?
Robbie! Is that you?
Over here!
Where are you?
Behind your left.
What? Where? Oh.
I'm behind your left.
But throw up your hands.
I'm throwing up.
Okay.
Flipping you off.
Oh, fuck you.
Do you see me?
I can see you.
Fuck you.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Oh. I'm running.
Sam.
Robbie, I come over there.
Sam.
Hey, right. Oh
Sam.
My god, Robbie. Oh,
god,
Jesus Christ.
I'm
so tired. I couldn't get out of that mirror maze.
After our speech to the cardboard cutout employees about losing our partners.
Yeah.
We lost each other, Sam. I promise not to do that.
I will
again,
never
Sam.
Do that. Don't ever leave me again.
I won't do that again.
It was so scary.
I can promise you I won't
so
do
scary.
That.
So scary.
Scary.
Is that
in my life?
Is that Whitesnake?
Oh my gosh, this moment is being driven.
This is
my
amazing.
Skull with the bronze
God,
baby
like a,
shoes.
Yeah.
It's like my bronzing my baby shoes
of your mind
of this moment
of
this moment is going to be
day,
burned in my soul.
It's going to be forever
recovery and
never forget it.
Liberty and sustenance
us and David Coverdale and friendship and
I love life.
This is amazing.
This corn dog's full of my belly and my mind is
no,
so amazing.
I got
flagging
this
with the
like
eagle of freedom.
Caramel apple teeth.
Oh, wow.
This is great. It's just caramel apple breath. I never want it to end.
Oh boy.
I feel happy. Oh, so happy.
It's good to see you, Sam.
Great to
great
see
life.
You. Yeah. We're living it.
Now. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's
all
go.
Right. You're
listening to the best cuts of music.
Vontade de rever você. Eu não sei porquê. Eu não vivo longe de você. Acho que é amor. Ou vontade de rever você. Eu não sei porquê. Eu não vivo longe de você. Thank you. posso viver. O tempo passa e nada fazer. Nada. E a gente continua no desdar, esperando pela coisa mudar. Um sorriso no rosto esconde o desgosto e o medo de Ipanema acabar. Surfistas querendo voar. Eu agora vou curtir uma praia, amor. Estou afim é de pegar uma cor. Tristeza não presta, o rio é uma festa. E eu não estou afim de dançar. É amor, com vontade de rever você. Eu não sei porquê. Longe de você, acho que é amor, ou vontade de rever você. Eu não sei porquê, eu não vivo longe de você.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.